From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. In the second half of today's show, we will hear about new food guidelines from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For the first time, a group of advisors to the department is suggesting that Americans consider the environment when making healthy food choices. This suggestion has caused some debate.
But first, we hear about the Indian state of Maharashtra banning beef last week. Under the law, possession or sale of beef could lead to fines or prison terms of up to 5 years.
Hindu groups welcomed the ban, but many Muslims in Western India have criticized it. They say it will make tens of thousands of people jobless. Katie Weaver brings us that story.
Hindus consider cows holy. The animals are already protected in India. But the new law extends the ban to slaughtering bulls, bullocks, and calves. The ban took effect on March 5th. On that day, many slaughterhouses in Maharashtra suddenly closed. Beef disappeared from the menus of restaurants, including those in the state capital, Mumbai. Under the new law, having or selling beef could lead to fines or prison terms of up to 5 years. The Bharatiya Janata Party passed the law. The BJP won control of the state government last year. The party attempted to ban beef 20 years ago, when it was also in power. But the ban was never passed, because the BJP lost power soon after. Mohammed Ali Qureshi is president of the Mumbai Suburban Beef Dealers Association. He said, "The ban will have a bad effect on tens of thousands of butchers, beef retailers, and others involved in the trade." He said, "Many of those affected are among the poorest people in the area. They have little or no education and cannot easily get other jobs." He said, "People have become jobless without notice." Beef consumption in India is limited to non-Hindus. But the country has become the world's second biggest exporter of beef. Most of the meat comes from buffaloes. Hindu groups do not like that India is a major exporter of beef. They say many cows are being illegally killed. Muslims control most of the beef trade. Banning beef has become a major issue between India's Hindus and Muslims. Venkatesh Ebdev is with the World Hindu Council. He says his group will fight for a nationwide ban on beef consumption. Mr. Abdev agrees that the ban will affect people working in the beef trade. But he says it is a price to be paid. He notes the killing of cows is a very emotional issue for Hindus. Mohammed Shahid Sheikh is president of a beef transporters group in Deonar, where one can find India's biggest slaughterhouse. He says more and more trucks with cattle are being attacked. The attacks are blamed on Hindu activists. Mr. Sheikh says those in the beef trade tell protesters that they are following all the rules. But the protesters say they will do everything they can to prevent the animals from being killed. The beef ban also became a top trend on Twitter last week. Some Twitter users supported the move, but thousands criticized the ban. Some users compared the progress made on protecting cows to the lack of progress on safety for women. In the words of one user, "Good to know India is more safe for cows than women." I'm Katie Weaver.
I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to As It Is.
Before the break, we heard about a state in India banning the sale of beef for religious reasons. Next, we hear about another debate over food.
Americans are not eating as much meat as they used to. Price is a major reason. But people also say there are other reasons, such as health and ethics. A group of advisors to the U.S. Department of Agriculture says Americans should consider the environment when choosing their food. This suggestion has caused some debate. Anna has more.
Every 5 years, the United States Department of Agriculture issues dietary guidelines for Americans. These guidelines are based on updated nutritional science. Janet Riley is a top official with a trade group, North American Meat Institute. She says the department's suggestions, or recommendations, affect some of the most vulnerable people in America, those who depend on school lunches and federal programs for older people, women, and children. The advisory report is open for public review. Some parts of it have caused debate. The part causing the most debate is the report's link between healthy food choices and environmental sustainability. Janet Riley says the discussion of environmental sustainability is not part of what the House of Representatives told the committee to consider. However, some people say that including environmental issues is good for the public and the planet. One of these people is Janet Larson, a research director for the Earth Policy Institute, an environmental group. Ms. Larson says that meat production releases a lot of carbon gas into the environment. Farm animals that are raised for food require a lot of land, food, and water. Ms. Larson says this is part of their carbon footprint. Janet Riley, again who represents the Meat Institute, says people who are experts in nutrition are not experts in the environment. She says the panel does not have enough scientific information or knowledge to link the environment to food guidelines. The aim of the guidelines is to control disease and obesity, the condition of being overweight. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will issue its final dietary guidelines later this year. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.